Here's today's No Sweat News. These could win you some Shinedown tickets, maybe meet the band, and maybe win an autographed guitar, too, behind all these.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that's a big show Friday night, PNC Bank Arts Center. Here you go, Gotts. Dateline, Texas, for story number one. We do live in a side hustle world. But sometimes your side hustle, well, it's just not compatible with job number one. There's a woman who's working as a substitute teacher who just got busted for filming a porno in her classroom.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No kids were involved. Yeah. There were no kids.
Okay, well, that's the part I was
apparently it was
for.
After school hours. She snuck in the actors and the film crew.
That was my next question.
And then snuck them out after the was filmed in the classroom.
I was going to say, did she star in it too?
I've got very few answers to your questions on this. You're going to have to do the research.
Oh.
Please do that on your own time, not on the Beasley internet speed, if you don't mind.
Wow. What's the name of this film?
I don't know.
Back to school.
We have a photo of this
school? The school district says it found out she had produced the movie in a classroom. I mean, who phoned this in?
Right.
Hey, Jimmy, isn't this your classroom? Come here. Just look at the classroom here.
Oh, my God. What the hell?
Dad, what are you watching?
Hello?
That really looks familiar.
Oh, my God.
I left my book bag here.
So there you go.
That is crazy.
There she is, the substitute teacher of the year.
I'm going to call that Goodwill Humping. be the name of that school
work.
Porno.
That'll work.
I want to see what she looks like.
I don't think it's going to take all that much of a search. But again, please, not on the Beasley internet, if you don't mind.
You know, that's what the iPhones are for. And I'm looking at it right now.
Dateline, Florida, capital of the No Sweat News. An animal sanctuary in Florida is now offering something new. It's called Lions and Tigers Yoga.
Ah, okay.
You've heard of goat yoga?
Yes.
You've heard of reindeer yoga?
I think so. Well, not really.
Is lion and tiger yoga exactly what it sounds like? A yoga class inside the lion and tiger enclosure?
Sounds very dangerous.
Thinking it's like yoga where you eat your partner.
The Big Cat Habitat and Gulf Coast Sanctuary in Sarasota is the place. And their Centurion salesman just had a heart attack. Well, after a little bit of research, because the website there offers very little information on the subject, I thought, how can I... Turns out they're doing yoga classes outside the lion's enclosure.
Yeah. Oh. Well, I figured as much.
Would have been a lot more fun if there were some yoga mauling.
If they did inside the closure, you would only have to sign up for exactly one class before you were eaten alive.
There it is.
So...
Dateline Berlin, Germany for story number three, and it turns out Popeye was right.
Oh, yeah, spinach?
Spinach has a heretofore now unknown ingredient that does, in fact, act like steroids in your body.
There you go, A-Rod.
Someone tell A-Rod about the spinach then.
German scientists found the chemical. It's called ictisturone, and it is in spinach. And they say the chemical is very close to steroids, so close to the chemical compound in steroids that spinach should be banned substance for athletes. Seriously.
Give me a break.
So they say.
It's natural.
They think spinach belongs on the list of doping supplements.
That's
a little outrageous.
Sorry.
Now, outrageous.
Here's what they did. They ran a test where some athletes ate spinach and others didn't. And those who ate the spinach increased their strength by up to 3 times.
I know, and some of those athletes then punch Brutus in the face.
They had to eat 9 pounds of spinach a day in order to get that result, but they say...
9 pounds?
9 pounds of spinach.
Well,
that's a lot of sautéed spinach.
I'd rather eat that than, I guess, Wimpy's diet with a hamburger a day.
The World Anti-Doping Authority is looking into it.
Fantastic.
That is today's No Sweat News. Friday, Shinedown tickets on the No Sweat News quiz. Make sure you are tuned in.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.